And after that powerful blossoming, there's also going to be a period of gradual, slow decay and wilting. By the time autumn comes, we're already aware that a very major change has taken place. And in the autumn time, we can see how the leaves have changed their color. And gradually, we expect that those leaves are going to fall off and we're going to be coming back to the period of winter once more. And so the season cycle is something we actually learn to appreciate and enjoy. Each season brings with itself its own particular beauty, its special fruits of that particular time, and special things associated with that season that we enjoy and look forward to every year. The same thing applies in terms of our human life. A child takes birth, passes through the period of adolescence, reaches maturity, and then from then on there's a gradual slowing down of all the processes, approaches the point of old age, and we know that there's going to be a departure shortly. But we don't always connect the fact that after the departure, there's also an arrival, that there's also going to be another birth. And so in terms of human life, we go through a cycle. We can also understand the cycles that our own physical body goes through. So in essence, we're accustomed to seeing cycles in terms of nature all around us, in terms of the economy. People very often see things in forms of cycles again. They can predict what the next period is going to be. They can predict the ascent and the decline. They can understand how these energies work. In fact, it's very rare to see anything actually happen in the form of a straight line. Straight lines seem to be human generated. We seem to have created those artificially. Nature by itself just doesn't have a straight line. Everything is actually part of a curve, a cycle, a very big cycle perhaps. In contrast to all the confirmation that we have of cyclical patterns, we still like to think of time as being linear. We think that human civilization started at a particular point and has gradually been evolving and moving forward. And I wonder whether we actually ever question whether it's going to peak at some point or what is going to happen beyond the peak. And if we postulate the theory that there's never going to be an end to that line, we're never actually going to reach a point which is the peak. Well, let's look at that theory a little further. If I continue to extend a straight line further and further and further, probably what will happen is that I'll come back to the starting point. If I extend a straight line to infinity, where would I arrive? I would probably come back to the starting point. And I would find that I have been through a circle, a cycle. In terms of spiritual consciousness, one begins to see time in this way. The time isn't actually linear with a starting point and an ending point, but rather, it makes a lot more sense to think of time as being cyclical. Most of the major religions of the world have used the term eternal to describe the spirit. And if I try to think of a way to describe eternity in the form of a diagram, the only way that I can think of would be to describe a circle. Perhaps you might have thought of a spiral, but yet link the two bits of the spiral together, the starting point and the end point, and you actually again have some form of a circle, some form of a cycle. Spiritual consciousness makes us aware of things moving in cycles. One of the very first aspects of spiritual